Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath, and this is the Midday News. Vincent Lambert's parents have won a last-minute court reprieve to continue administering life support to their son. Doctors had already begun the process of an end-of-life deep sedation treatment after the European Court of Human Rights had given the go-ahead to stop feeding and hydrating Mr. Lambert intravenously. The legal battle has been ongoing for the past 10 years after the motorbike accident which put Mr. Lambert into a vegetative state. Yesterday's decision by the Paris Court of Appeal was described by his mother as a very big victory. A UN committee is now reviewing the outcome and will make a final ruling on the case. Mr. Lambert's wife has instructed her lawyer to file a complaint after video footage of her husband, which was filmed by his parents, was released without her knowledge. In the run-up to the European elections, President Macron has given a warning about the rise of nationalist support in Europe. In an interview this morning while supporting his party colleague Nathalie Loiseau, he condemned the interference of Donald Trump's former adviser Steve Bannon in the elections. Bannon has formed close alliances with far-right parties in France and Italy, but has said the French result is the more important. The final result is predicted to be close. Polls show La République En Marche and Marine Le Pen's National Rally Party to be neck and neck. In a first, detainees in French detention facilities have the right to vote from their prison cells, and the uptake is significant. Thus far, over 5,000 prisoners have applied to vote, which is five times more than for the 2017 presidential election. Until now, prisoners had to go through a power of attorney or be granted special leave in order to place their votes. Matteo Salvini, Italy's far-right interior minister, is attempting to push through a decree to fine people who rescue migrants at sea. He will present the proposal to the Italian Council of Ministers, but humanitarian organisations have criticised his plans for their unprecedented hostility. In football news, French national coach Didier Deschamps will reveal the team who will take on Bolivia in a friendly match on June the 2nd. This game will be followed by qualifiers for Euro 2020 in Turkey and Andorra. And finally, viewing figures for the final episode of Game of Thrones smashed previous records. Not including replays and illegal downloads, 19.3 Americans sat down to watch the 73rd and last programme in the HBO series. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.